שואל דוח את הרחת משנה גמר בישם היה אומר מקנח יודה במאפה ומניחה על השוחה בישם יצא when you dry your hands with the towel after washing for bread and you plan on using that towel to wipe your hands during the meal you're going to use that towel as a napkin the towel should be placed on the table not on the chair that you're sitting on the reason being is maybe the chair that you're sitting on is tummy and the towel is a little bit wet because you use that towel to dry your hands and the liquid in the towel would become tummy from the chair that's tummy and liquid that becomes tummy automatically becomes a rishon letuma the rabbi were going that all liquid that becomes tummy automatically is a rishon letuma and since you're using the towel to wipe your hands during the meal the liquid in the towel which had become a rishon letuma would be metame your hands and not allowed to eat with hands that are tummy that's why you wash your hands before eating so therefore since there's a risk that the chair that you're sitting on is tummy and will be metame the liquid in the towel you should place the towel on the table, not on the chair. And there's no risk that the table is tummy, as according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to use a table that's tummy to eat on that table. Beis Hillel argues. Beis Hillel says the towel should be placed on the chair, not on the table. The reason being is, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use a table that's tummy. And if you put it on the table, you have the same risk that the liquid in the towel would become tummy from the table, and that liquid will subsequently be mitame your hand. So since you have the same risk by putting the towel on the table, it's better that the towel shouldn't be placed on the table at all. It should be placed on the chair. And if the towel is placed on the chair, then the only possibility that would happen is that your hands would become tame. Now, even though you're not allowed to eat with hands that are tame, that's only exeris rabbanan. But if you put the towel on the table, there's a possibility that the table is tame, will be mitame the liquid in the towel, and the liquid in the towel will subsequently come into contact with the food that you're eating, and the food would become tameh. And to eat food that are tameh, that has an ikar min haTorah, meaning to say that some foods that are tameh are also to eat min haTorah. For example, truma that is tameh, you're not going to eat min haTorah. So therefore, since by placing the towel on the table, you have the possibility of being metameh the food, and sometimes you're not allowed to eat food that's tameh, even min haTorah. So it's better that the towel should be placed on the chair, even though when you place the towel on the chair, there's a possibility that the liquid in the towel would become tummy from the chair and will subsequently be mitame your hands, since that which is forbidden to eat with hands that are tummy is only the rabbana. It's better that you should put the towel on the chair, not on the table, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, after you finish a meal, and you're ready to wash my machronim and to bench, you should sweep up the house first. To sweep up the area where you ate before you wash my machronim. As maybe the shamish, the waiter, did not sweep up all the crumbs. There might be some crumbs that are the size of a kizayin. And when you wash my machronim, the water might get on those crumbs and ruin those crumbs. And since those crumbs are the size of a kizayin, you're not allowed to ruin them, as from the size of a kizayin is significant and it's not allowed to be ruined. So therefore, you should first sweep up the area where you ate, and only after that would you wash my machronim and bet? Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, you can go ahead and wash your hands for my machronim, and only after that, sweep the house for the crumbs. Now, even though Beis Hillel agrees it's forbidden to ruin crumbs that are the size of a kizayin, but according to Beis Hillel, there's no risk that there's any crumb the size of a kizayin. As Beis Hillel holds, you're not allowed to use a shamish as waiter. That's an Amar that's ignorant. You have to use a shamash at the Talmud Chacham. And he will know not to leave around crumbs that are the size of a kizayis. Therefore, you can go ahead and wash my machronim, and you know that no crumbs the size of kizayis will get ruined, as they have been removed by the waiter. The only crumbs that will be left around are crumbs that are less than the size of kizayis, and those are considered insignificant, and it doesn't matter if water gets onto those crumbs. So therefore, you can wash your hands first, and then go ahead and bench, and after benching, go ahead and sweep the house for the crumbs that are left.